This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is that Ripe, Scheimer?
Sure is, man. New song from your guys, Ripe.
I like it. What's it called?
That's Try Not to Look.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
Do you still have the Spotify list going of every rejoin you have ever played on this radio program?
I sure do, Greg. 5,600 songs going strong.
Okay. How would one find that list if they were looking?
If you're searching on Spotify, it's just Greg Hill Show with an exclamation point at the end. Okay. Or you can DM me and I can just send you the link.
Okay. And thank you to those who listen to this program on Spotify. Multiple ways that you can consume this program. You can listen on the Odyssey app. While you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can leave a voice note on any topic. And we are going to play those Hill notes back at about 9:20 on this morning's show. You can also watch this show on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And there are three locations you can visit. Tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Go to springersjewelers.com.
And I'd like to have a new rule.
Yes.
Today, no personal shots at Santo on those. He's not really even a public figure.
Correct.
Like, yesterday was a little much.
Yes, it was. Like, yes,
he's a nice guy. He likes a cummerbund. He's, you know, a good man. He doesn't deserve his reputation.
He's confident in himself, and that's the best part.
That is the best part.
Like, I love him.
He seems to embrace it at times.
He does.
Yeah.
He loves you guys.
He expects it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Yeah.
When you wear a cummerbund with ducks on it.
Well, but they weren't ducks. They were starfish. And all his friends wear cummerbunds as well. So
He's just the nicest man.
He really is.
He really is. He's a good man.
Yeah.
All right.
Were all his friends also in that a cappella group?
Some of them, yes.
Nice. Hey, coming from a karaoke hard-o,
you know how they say get you a girl who can do both? I got me a guy who could do both. He was a lax pro, a football player, and... He was an acapella.
So he's a real life Andy from The Office.
Right, he's a Renaissance man.
Yes,
is what he is.
Do re mi goes.
Yes,
I mean,
his friend Broccoli Rob.
Yes.
Did he play lacrosse in the loafers with no socks?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, that came up later in life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Your lead this morning.
My lead this morning is a lead about strength, because I don't think that there is somebody stronger right now than Meredith Gaudreau. Meredith Gaudreau just gave birth to she and Johnny's third child after the death of her husband. She made the announcement on Instagram saying, "I had our third baby for 4/1/25, another baby boy, Carter Michael Gaudreau, same middle name as his daddy, 8 pounds, 3 ounces, 20 and a half inches, exact same as his daddy. He looks exactly like his daddy too." Seeing what those two, both she and her sister-in-law, have gone through since the death of Matt and Johnny, is just remarkable. Both of them giving birth to children that were obviously conceived before the deaths. But just to see her thrive the best that she can as a single mom of three now, obviously she has a great support system. But I saw this. I don't think anybody could see this and it not make you feel a certain type of way. Yeah. So kudos to Meredith Gaudreau.
No, strength is the absolute right word for it. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
The whole entire family. Like, I don't know how, as parents, I don't know how you go on after losing two of your sons.
Right.
She put together a video, like the ones, Courtney, like the weekend one. She had one for her year, not her, sorry, the Johnny Gaudreau's sister. And I have literally never seen a video that was more tragic. They have the footage of her mom and dad at the rehearsal of her wedding. Happy, smiling, all of her people. She's about to get married the next day. And you're watching the Gaudreau brothers walk down the aisle preparing for the next day's ceremony. And it's like, I can't even, like, how do you think of something more just senseless?
It's insane.
Awful. All right, Courtney, great lead.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. It'll be tough to follow that one, but I'll do my best. So I had another lead. About Jaylen Brown and his interview on Million Dollars Worth of Game, which I thought was pretty cool. I sent it to Shime, so there's a bunch of audio in there. But I'm going to go with Curtis's lead because I think Curtis's lead was really good and just had me thinking. And I'm going to say this. It is not even close. When you talk about dominance as a player, Wayne Gretzky, hands down, is the most dominant athlete in any sport.
In any sport
and ever? All throughout history. When you
more dominant than Tom Brady?
More dominant than Tom Brady.
What about Joey Chestnut?
More dominant than Michael Jordan?
More dominant than Michael Jordan. If you look at what he did as a player, and I'm not talking about championships or anything like that. I'm just talking about he dominated the league. This man... The three most important categories in hockey: goals, assists, and points. Top 10, he has four of them where he's amongst the top 10 four times in goals. Assist, nine. So when you look at the top 10 leaders in NHL history in assists or single season, Gretzky's up there nine times. And when you look at top 10 in points, Gretzky's up there eight times. Like, his dominance as a player was so amazing, and his consistency to be able to do it. And looking at what he did then and even now, when you think of points, the most points by a current player was 153, and I believe it was Connor McDavid. Gretzky, his best season, I want to say he had like 212 or 215 or something ridiculous. Like, it's so far ahead.
I mean, he was so dominant. So dominant in the league.
He was like, and people like, you. I can't even like say like, well, some people say like, well, what about Wilt Chamberlain? There weren't as many teams. There weren't as many players. When Gretzky's era, like, there was a lot of players. There was a lot of teams in hockey. And the way he dominated the league like that for that long and how he was so far ahead of everybody else, I know there's not another player that was as dominant as this. Because you look at Jordan, right? Jordan will get surpassed as the most points. We saw that with LeBron. You look at, you know, touchdowns. Maybe
but dominant. He won three straight. Sat out. Won three straight. I mean, that to
no,
me.
No, but I'm not
dominant.
Talking about championships. I'm not talking. I'm just talking about.
I'm talking about overall dominance.
Oh yeah, how you dominate.
Also,
the league.
Wayne Gretzky did it at a time in his sport where guys were allowed to and were trying to take your head off every time you were out there on the ice.
Because if you go to championships, then I'll just go like Bill Russell, right? But I'm not going to just put it on the chair. I'm going to put it on how you were statistically as a player in that league. Mm-hmm. And you look at, we're seeing records get broken. We see LeBron pass for points. We've seen what, like, you know, just, you know, average points per game in basketball and different guys. But when you look at Gretzky and where he kind of falls into that hockey and how long he did it for, like 20 plus years, and there's not even like, you can't even say, I don't think it's even possible. He's the only player in NHL history to have a 200-point season, and he did it 4 times.
Yeah.
You keep bringing up the same sports. Game Dog brought up Michael Phelps on Twitch and said that there's never going to be somebody that gets over 28.
Wiggy doesn't consider that to be a sport.
I don't want
to
hear that, man.
Okay. Well, and then Mitch brought up.
Say that swimming stuff to somebody else.
Mitch brought up Joey Chestnut. So I think everybody deserves a shot at this conversation.
Too.
I would say Tiger in my lifetime is the most dominant.
It's Masters Week. Tiger doesn't have the majors. That's Jack's record.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying dominant. If we're going to do season-by-season dominance, he won 4 consecutive majors. That's never been done before. The Tiger Slam is unprecedented. It was even money at his peak. Tiger against the field.
He was world's number one golfer for 281 consecutive weeks.
That is insane.
Scottie Scheffler has done it now. He's number two. He's done it for 170. He's not even halfway to Tiger's number one ranking record.
Yeah. Tiger's.
I don't know enough about golf, but I don't throw golfers in the same category.
What about Bonnie Blue's record?
I would say she's probably the only one that might be able to.
Will that remain intact?
I believe it will.
Okay. Good lead, Wiggy.
Yeah, Curtis started, and I'm like thinking, like, all right. Now you start to think of like, all right, what could what some players were, and it's just like, I don't know. When you look at Gretzky's numbers, it's just like mind blowing.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
A tech firm says that they were able to use DNA from a 13,000-year-old tooth to bring back an extinct breed of wolf. This lead is for Santo, by the way, and Scheim, because they brought back the dire wolf, which was made famous in Game of Thrones.
Sure was.
And in fact, the creator of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin, is an investor in this project. And so I want to know if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see the dire wolf that they created.
That is very sweet.
You can actually hear, we have some audio, I believe, from the dire wolf, the first dire wolf in 13,000 years. So
that sounds like Bonnie Blue.
These kind of things happen when it comes to technology, and we just kind of like gloss over it. Are you okay with commercial endeavors recreating species that existed thousands of years ago? I mean, are we someday soon going to see some sort of a basic bee influencer running around with a mini T-Rex in her Louis bag and getting on an airplane because it's a service T-Rex? Like, are you okay with this?
I think we're going to have a Jurassic Park in my lifetime. Like, I think that is going to happen sooner rather than later. So I bet that it's already happening.
Are you okay with it?
I'm scared. Like, I'm scared.
You bring these things back from the Middle Ages, right, and they bring with them the plague
I don't think that's exactly how that works, Greg. But like, you are introducing a new predator. Like, if this was to ever get into the wild, you are introducing a brand new predator to add into the food chain, which I think disrupts things for sure. But
it off a DNA from a tooth.
Yeah.
And so, what are they going to do with these two wolves? Because they're not going to reintroduce it into the wild, right?
I don't think they will. That's a great question. Like, if it were reintroduced into the wild, would it be able to, to keep itself alive the way the dire wolf was able to keep itself alive thousands of years ago?
I mean, it's a predator. It probably would be all right.
But then what you'd have is you'd have the mixed breed, because that's what then would happen. The dire wolf would then breed with some other type of wolf,
becomes the issue, is you're then changing the wolf species as you know it entirely.
Okay, well, I'm just I'm trying to warn society. Mm-hmm. Like, how did it work out when it came to Jurassic Park, which Courtney brought up? Not so good.
I mean, they made a lot of money, didn't they? Yeah.
You mean the movie?
Yeah.
Well, the park itself, yeah, like park in the movie.
It did for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, there were issues. Like,
yeah, but there were bad guys involved. You know, like, this.
Shia, I could see that as a good job for you. I would Jurassic Park, like a tour guide.
Yes. Courtney, yeah. I would love that.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of dinosaurs?
Love dinosaurs. You actually have an eerie similarity to the actor in Jurassic Park.
I swear to God, if you say Wayne Knight, Greg, you and I are going to throw hands right now.
Newman, you look exactly. You actually look exactly like him. That's a
compliment. Consider myself all more right. of a Jeff Goldblum.
No, wow. No, you look more like Wayne, I think.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, kind of in the jowl, cheeky area. Right.
Isn't Jeff Goldblum like 6'4"?
Is he really?
I think he's pretty tall.
Oh, wow. Right. I didn't know that.
All right. Those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. I can't wait for you to hear what Travis Hunter said yesterday.
I cannot wait
about
for this.
His intention when it comes to the NFL, what All he right. wants to do. Right. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox drop one to the Blue Jays 6-2, the final at Fenway to open up the series. Richard Fitz went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with Toronto tonight. 6:45 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start opposing Easton Lucas. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The men's college basketball champion is Florida. The Gators took down Houston 65-63. Houston did have a chance to tie it or win it at the end, but couldn't get it done. The Celtics are in New York to take on the Knicks. Tip is at 7:30. Long injury report for tonight. Jalen, Kristaps, and Jason are questionable, while Drew and Derek are probable, and Al is out. The Bruins are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Puck drop is at 7. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. 37 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 43.
Question from the travel agent on the group chat this morning for Wiggy. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
The Bland manager, Ken Laird, says, if Gretzky was so dominant, why does Mike Milbury call Lemieux the best of all time?
That's his one man's opinion.
Ah, okay.
Well, people say that Bill Russell was the greatest of all time, and wasn't Wilt Chamberlain more dominant of a player?
I mean, pretty good question from Ken Laird.
Yeah.
You may need to go back and reworkshop your
No, lead. Dominance is different than being the greatest of all time.
Okay. All right. We are going to get to They Said It next.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Tomorrow on this show, a Celtics Wednesday. That means Mego will be in here at 9 with 4 regular season games left for the Boston Celtics, and then bring on the playoffs. And I'm hoping that as has happened for the last couple of years, Celtics playoff game will coincide with roadshow pregame. Mm-hmm. At least that first roadshow in Springfield, I would assume. So
also, like, ending the season with 2 games against the Hornets, kind of brutal.
I mean, who cares at this point? Yeah. Like,
but it's like, who is going to watch those?
Well, I mean, who's watching them now?
Well,
you're watching.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, I'm a basketball fan, right? Yeah. But who's, like, really the Celtics? You know, we're all sitting here waiting for the playoffs. There's no real drama in anything. That's why I had, you know, one of the days my lead is like, you know, make the NBA shorter. It just makes it more exciting to, especially at the end.
There's some drama coming momentarily from Jaylen Brown, who has had it up to here with you angry wagerers threatening him on the social media. So,
well, see, I don't threaten athletes when they lose. I just take my L like a man.
Like a grown-ass man. All right, let's get right to that, Sean.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is presented every day by Ketch's Law, and Ketch's Law is honoring the people who built this city. The iron workers, the masons, the construction bros, the excavator operators, the nurses, the drivers. So please help Ketch's and nominate a hardworking hero when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. And I know you're singing it right now.
I always sing that song. It's like it's stuck in my head constantly.
We have to have, do you know what that song's about?
No, what is that song about?
It's about when the rock and roll venues in California, Los Angeles, and San Francisco started dying, and nobody was going to them.
Mm.
Starship was advocating for those clubs and places where the bands began and didn't have an opportunity to begin anymore because they were all closing.
They were closing. Yeah.
We have to come up with a code word because it is a two for Tuesday. And that means you can win Red Sox tickets all day long here at WEEI. Yeah, any suggestions topically for a code word?
I think we're back, so maybe back.
I was thinking with the Wally Head celebration, Wally.
A great, great one for Gretzky.
Swiggy. You want to go Sox. Wally is the code word?
Yeah,
I think that's a great one.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Oh, it has to be Red Sox related?
All day long.
I thought it was just a code word.
It could be anything.
Related to the Red Sox.
It's a two for Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It could be anything. Well, great one works.
Twofer.
That's for crochet.
That's two words.
Okay, Wally is the code word. And throughout the day today, at the bottom of the hour, you will get the chance to win Red Sox tickets. And when you hear the cue to call, you call and you give the code word. And you win the tickets, and we will give our first pair away in an hour at 8:30 on today's show. Where do you want to start with A Set It, Chime?
Greg, let's begin with Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was on one of Wiggy's favorite podcasts, Million Dollars Worth of Game, and he had this to say to all of us gambling people who get mad at him when things don't go our way.
If I do happen to just scroll, like the comments be like, like if I see you in the street, I'm
damn.
I'm like,
you their parlay. That was their parlay. They had 8 teams on it for 62,000.
I can't.
For $5.
And I'm gonna say this to the camera. If one of you parlay run up on me, it's what I'm telling you. What do you parlay?
You know martial arts?
No, they call parlay gloves. Try it if you want to. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, so the threat has been issued.
Yeah, you want to
if one of you parlay playboys right. or one of you parlay princesses run up on him, it's going to be H-E-L-L to deal with.
Somebody's going to catch a fade is what Jaylen's saying.
Give me a break. These people are all talk. There's no way anybody is running up to Jaylen Brown besides asking for a photo. Like, I mean, stop.
Yeah, did you see him with his shirt off? I would never challenge that man.
Ever. He would beat the absolute S out of 90% of the people.
That's you, but some knucklehead, Mike. Did you see the guy trying to challenge Marcus Smart at the game? Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
So some knucklehead would, just because Shime.
Marcus Smart is not built like Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but you got to understand, Shime's, 5'7" and,
I'm not 5'7".
Not as round.
Shortchanging me.
He might not run up on Jay, but there are some gamblers out there that might try their luck.
It's more so the guys who are like 12 beers deep and gambling.
Right. So there'll be somebody who will try their luck.
Can we all agree nobody's actually going to follow through on this, that Jaylen may be making a big deal out of
Curtis, we live in a crazy world.
He was not making a big deal. Yeah. He was joking for the most. That was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it was.
Let
but
there, right
he's
camera.
Living in a crazy world, though. He knows he got to be careful. There's knuckleheads out there. You don't think some drunk fan would run up to him?
Was it on this show, was it Lucas Giolito who was talking about death threats?
Yeah.
Was that when we were in Fort Myers?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was saying he gets a lot of them.
Right. Yeah. Death threats are nothing like the Greg Hill jinx, though, and he's learning that the hard way.
Both he and Liam Hendricks, unfortunately, victim of the jinx. All right, what's next, Shy?
Well, Greg, Adam Schefter is back with another theory at what could happen with the number 2 overall pick to the Cleveland Browns. First he said quarterback, then he said Abdul Carter, and now here is what Schefter believes will happen at number 2 in the NFL draft.
Well, that's the thing with the draft, Ty. It's a moving target, and it constantly evolves, and teams' needs and desires change along the way as they go through the evaluation process. A couple of months ago, I was of the mind and the impression that the Browns were likely to go quarterback, and they were, but that was because they wanted Cam Ward, and Cam Ward isn't going to be there. And so once they realized that, they came off that. But the latest intel now is that I believe Travis Hunter is the more likely pick at 2 today, a couple of weeks out of the NFL draft for a couple of different reasons. I think the Cleveland Browns watched him on Friday at his pro day, and they saw somebody that could move like nobody else. And I think he brings them some star power, and there are a lot of people who believe he is the single best player in this draft.
Wow, okay. So he's not available for you, Wiggy.
No, but I told you, I don't want him. I want Abdul Carter. I don't want Travis Hunter. Like, listen, Travis Hunter is a tremendous athlete. I watched a little bit of what you could see out there running routes. He's got a lot to work on when it comes to route running. And if you're going to play offense, then he can obviously focus on that and he could become a good route runner. I'm not saying he can't. But where the Patriots are at, I prefer Abdul Carter. I prefer Abdul Carter.
But I don't think he's going to be available either because the Giants are going to take him. So then you're going to be sitting there at number four and you're going to end up with Will Campbell, mm-hmm. sloppy fourths. Like
talk about Jurassic Park.
But if you look at the Giants, right, what makes you believe that the Giants are going to take him? Just because
the fact that he's visiting there today. Yeah, but there's you take the best player who's available when you pick.
But you already have a plethora of talented players at that position. I would not be surprised, and this is just me kind of going, where do the Giants have a legitimate wide receiver in Malik Neighbors?
Right.
They have two legitimate edge rushers. I would not be surprised. They already screwed up once in getting rid of Saquon Barkley. Don't be surprised if they don't roll the dice on a guy like Ashton Jeanty, saying, wait a second. You know, we have the quarterbacks that they have in that room, that probably, maybe they don't roll the dice on Shedeur Sanders. I don't know if that's off the table. But what would be more valuable to the team right now? A guy like Ashton Jeanty, because they had Saquon and they know what a player like that can do, or another edge rusher, elite edge rusher, when they already have two of them?
Are we going to get to Travis Hunter next? Because Wiggy will appreciate that.
That's exactly what we're going to get to. Here was Travis Hunter. He was on Sirius XM's NFL Network just the other day, and here's what he had to say about playing in the NFL.
What are you at the next level?
Both, just like you saw me play.
You want to do both. How many snaps in a football game can you play?
All of them. If they give me the chance and the opportunity to do it.
And we were talking about the challenges that come with it. You got to be in offensive meetings. You got to be in defensive meetings. You got to be in wide receiver meetings. You got to be in defensive back meetings. How is there enough time to do all that? How did you prepare for that when you played college?
Well, we kind of got 24 hours in a day. We probably sleep for about 8 of those, so we probably got 16 more. So the 16
and all
that
of them
I'm
dedicated
up,
to those.
Yeah, all of them dedicated to football.
I'm sorry, I love him.
Yeah, I like his confidence.
Like, yeah, I like the confidence. I would have zero issue if the Patriots took Travis Hunter.
It won't work in the NFL because the reason why it won't work is the mental part of it, right? The mental part. In college, if you look at him, he ran like 4 routes.
Yeah, I'm glad you weren't around when Wilbur and Orville Wright said we're going to create a flying machine. I mean,
Wiggy literally played with the best two-way player prior to Travis Hunter in the history of like the sport.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I played like a million years ago.
No, I played with Champ Bailey.
Yeah, but
so Champ Bailey was one of the best two-way players.
He literally led Georgia in receiving yards.
Right, he played every single snap on offense and defense. He was just as talented and just as athletic as Travis Hunter is. He's a Hall of Famer. But when you get to the NFL, you only play one position. It's just too difficult because of the mental part of it. If you're mentally not getting in the reps, the meeting time, and 100% of that.
Dude wants to play every single snap in every game that he plays in the NFL.
Listen, it works against Colorado State.
I have a question, Wiggy, with Champ Bailey as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is the most amazing athletic play that you've ever seen on a football field Ben Watson tracking down Champ Bailey in the divisional game in the 2005 season? That was the most, how fast was that? Like, and if they had a sideline cam, that would have been a touchback.
And like, Ben Watson is an unbelievable athlete.
Another Georgia guy.
Yeah, another Georgia guy. And that's why he was able to do that.
I mean, that must have been like a 4-2. Mitch has it. God love you.
Oh, he has it?
Yeah. Most unbelievable play I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he, talented player.
Absolutely went out of the end zone.
The problem is, Greg, is just it's too much mentally and physically.
It's more the mental thing. It's too much mentally.
Yeah, because in college he's got 4 plays: run a go, the back shoulder, a hitch, and
a slant.
Okay, you could do that, but in the pros, you see those playbooks in the pros. You see how much there is to learn and reading coverages and all that. So if you're not giving like 100% of that, how can you be great when you're only given 60%? regardless of what position it is. How can you be like, how can you think that you're going to line up at cornerback and get 40% of or 50% of the practice and mental reps and then line up across from Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson,
AJ Brown,
Puka Nacua, like guys who that's all they do.
But don't you admire a guy who wants to do something that's never been done?
I love his confidence. I love his confidence, but I want him to also be realistic. Like, I love you being confident, but they're just, I prefer you to be realistic. I always tell my kids, the confidence is great. You know what? Say you could do all that stuff, but you got to be realistic at some point in time.
All right. 2 weeks away from the draft, thankfully. And we can stop talking about it.
Why didn't we get to go to Green Bay? I really would love to go to Green Bay and cover the draft.
I know.
Oy. I would love to be at the draft.
Oy.
What's the current temperature in Green Bay? 12, Curtis?
Let me see.
No, thank you.
I can't. My weather modeling doesn't go that close.
I mean, it is America's cheese headquarters.
God, I love
Let's
cheese.
Let's be honest.
It feels like 18 right now in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But there it actually looks better this
There is nothing to do in Green Bay. That is the worst place to go to.
Well, that is they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. News with Courtney coming up next, including Nugget Ranch Sauce Rage, which led to violence in, of all places, Florida, not like the...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rest of us.
Wall Street and anyone with a 401k is hoping that it's a turnaround Tuesday today. The overnight Dow futures are up quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
They're up 1.75%.
Bring me a turnaround Tuesday. I want a turnaround Tuesday.
Now actually 2.58, almost at 1,000 plus right now this morning. They are bumping.
A lot of people had a tough day yesterday, though. Nobody had it tougher than Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and Elon Musk.
Okay. Right. Give me the numbers.
Musk's net worth dropped below $300 billion for the first time in a year yesterday.
How much of a loss is that for him?
So he lost $31 billion in the past 48 hours.
Okay, $31 billion, not so bad.
Bezos lost $23.4 billion.
Okay. Is he still going to be able to afford the wedding?
I think so.
Okay,
cash bar.
And Zuckerberg lost $27
billion. All right. Okay. All right.
Elon's net worth
is $298 billion.
Yeah.
Is he the richest?
Yes, he is.
That was at market close yesterday, $298.
Wow. Yes, he
is. And it's also amazing because people are like, he bought Twitter for $40 billion. How is he going to pay for it?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Nuts.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will.
When the market opens.
Mm-hmm. For our listeners in Maine, you have to be aware because there's a rabid fox on the loose. Crazy video that Mitch will play for those watching on YouTube and Twitch. Michael Martin was attacked in his backyard in Kennebunk. Martin had tried to get rid of the fox earlier in the day when it was getting at it, his golden retriever. Oh. He first tried to use a softball bat, then a bow and arrow. But when he ran out of arrows, he ran out to Walmart to get more. When he returned, the fox was stalking him. Jeez. And then attacked him. Here's Martin on WMTW.
That fox was under that grill behind me, waiting for me. I can't believe this little bastard got me. I mean, I was just like, I have shorts on, I have boxers on, and sweatpants on. And so I say, that's it. I'm done giving a crap. Like, I'm going to put this thing down. Wardens asked me why I shot in the head, because now I have to take it up to Augusta to test it. I said, the heck else am I going to do?
Yeah, right. There you go.
Ah, that's Maine for you.
Yeah.
A guy decided one bullet in the head.
That is it. 30-06.
Put that fox
right down.
All
right.
Yep.
Put his brains right on the curb or the backyard.
Odd spot for the grill in the middle of the backyard.
It really is.
What in the world?
And honestly, the golden retriever won that fight against the fox.
Fought it.
Why is
held
the
its
grill?
Own.
Can you pause it there, Mitch? That is so bizarre.
Well, now you're Curtis, you're backyard shaming.
Stop. Pause. What is it doing there?
Oh, he just has. He's got it right in the back. That's where
he's such a great point, Curtis.
It throws a couple burgers on there.
That's so out of the way. You have to carry all the raw meat to the middle of the yard.
Maybe he's a fire hazard if he patted on the deck or something.
More of a fire hazard out there.
No, it ain't. It's not going to not catch on fire.
On the grass?
Every grill of all time is on the deck. There's never been a grill in the middle of the yard.
I'm telling you, it's Maine. It's the way life should be, Curtis. We got a lot of that guy probably listens to the show up there on our affiliate stations.
I hope he's okay. What type of shots do you need for that?
Well, I mean, I don't think he actually got bit. Did he get bit?
Yeah, he was on his ankle.
Oh, you have
maybe
to get
rabies.
Like, I think rabies. I don't know if they still do it. They have to give you 14 shots or something in your stomach.
Ooh,
Jesus,
which would be painful.
I got a shot in my bum yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Save for
I did like a I got like a vitamin boost shot in my bum.
How much money do you spend on things that people tell you are going to improve your health and they have nothing to do with how healthy you're going to be?
I don't know. I feel pretty good today.
Would you guess at the number?
Courtney, you've never bought a product and said it didn't work, with all due respect.
No, I have. I got a shot in my bum yesterday. I did. It had like B12, L-theanine. It had a bunch of stuff.
Just NADs. Suck up one every day.
Yeah,
I feel good. Anyway.
Is this the same doctor who was a dentist and told you he needed to see your boobs?
That never happened. Oh, okay. I got a shot in my bum yesterday. My dentist is my dad's best friend. So that never happened.
Okay.
Mike Keneally has announced his campaign for governor here in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah, the former cabinet secretary for Charlie Baker made the announcement yesterday, saying the state is headed in the wrong direction. Here's a bit of the announcement.
I'm Mike Keneally, and I'm running for governor because I believe in the unlimited potential of our state through the power of our people.
Okay.
There you go.
Mike Keneally, Curtis, a everyday listener of this show.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
So let's see what will happen when it comes to November.
Yes.
No state tax, Mike. Let's do what, was it Alabama just did it? Or maybe Mississippi got rid of their state tax. One of those places.
No, you make a great, I think it was Mississippi.
All right.
That got rid of the income tax.
Yep. Come on, Mike.
The only job I would leave this job for is to be the press secretary of the governor of Massachusetts.
You would do a great job with that, Curtis. You would shut down questions immediately before the interviewer asked them.
Right. See you later.
I don't know that in this state that we will. I know it's wishful thinking on your part, but I don't think they'll ever be able to eliminate the income tax.
It's just one residence.
You know, the nickname of the state is Taxachusetts.
I realize that.
You understand that.
Such a sham.
But if they could do it.
Doing your taxes, it sucks. Every year.
Are you done? You only have 2 weeks left.
Taxachusetts.
I'm done? Yeah. We had our big meeting on Saturday morning.
Okay. Yeah.
They could do it in Mississippi, Greg. Why can't we do it here in Massachusetts? You know? Both states start with an M.
I mean, have you seen the budget for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? It's in the billions and billions and billions of dollars.
They got a lot of money.
We prepay our taxes and we still owed.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
You know what, Uncle Sam?
Yeah.
No, it makes no sense.
Sam, did he at least buy you a drink beforehand, or did he just go straight in for the kill? Because normally he goes straight in for the kill.
We love our tax guy. He's great.
No, I'm talking about Uncle Sam.
Oh.
All right, we got to take a break. Okay. We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next, including the incident of ranch sauce rage in Florida, not like the rest of us.
I got a shot in my bum yesterday.